I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. E-cigarettes are now the most commonly used form of tobacco by youth in the United States. To talk about teens and e-cigarettes is Dr. Kevin Gray. He's a professor and director of child and adolescent psychiatry in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at MUSC. Dr. Gray, what are some of the trends going on right now with teenagers related to e-cigarettes?
Well, now is a really exciting time in terms of reducing tobacco exposure to teenagers in the U.S. and in South Carolina in particular. So we're really pleased to reduce tobacco rates overall. But one exception to that rule is that e-cigarette use by teenagers has been increasing in recent years. And as you had mentioned, has really overtaken traditional forms of tobacco use in teenagers. And we're seeing about a third of teenagers by senior year of high school having tried e-cigarettes. And about 10% of eighth graders have tried e-cigarettes, according to the latest data from the Monitoring the Future survey.
Dr. Gray, what do these e-cigarettes look like, especially that teenagers are using?
There's a huge variety in appearance of e-cigarettes, and they can go from things that look like traditional cigarettes to things that are bigger, things that are smaller. There are tank systems that are very complicated setups, but there are some that look like a little thumb drive, and so they're very hard to detect sometimes.
And what are the problems for preteens and teens that are starting to use these e-cigarettes?
Our concern is twofold. First is nicotine is an addictive substance and is particularly dangerous for the developing adolescent brain. The second problem that we're concerned about is there's increasing information that teenagers start with e-cigarettes and then may transition later to traditional tobacco smoking, which is even more harmful.
And how much nicotine is really in these e-cigarettes that teenagers are using?
This varies from product to product. So some contain zero nicotine and some contain up to very high levels of nicotine. And so certain branded products within one cartridge or one device will contain as much as a pack of cigarettes worth of nicotine.
What are the health risks for the various ways that teenagers might be using e-cigarettes?
The first health risk that we're concerned about is the delivery of any addictive product to the developing adolescent brain. Teenagers are about twice as likely as adults to progress from trying to use something to then becoming addicted to it. I wouldn't say that every teenager who tries an e-cigarette becomes addicted to nicotine, but they're at an increased risk for that. Secondly, we're concerned about these various devices, which can be manufactured in different places with different quality control, is there is some potential health risk of the solvents and other things that are being used to vaporize the product.
What role can parents play to help educate their kids about health risks that might be associated with teenagers' use of e-cigarettes?
Open dialogue is always important and sometimes is very challenging with teenagers, but being honest and being straightforward about risks is most important. We don't want to be overbearing or intrusive regarding our description of risk, but really explain why the teenage brain may be more vulnerable to problems associated with using things like e-cigarettes.
Any resources that can actually help educate parents about what's going on with teenagers regarding e-cigarettes?
The National Institute on Drug Abuse has a very active website focused on teens and for teachers and for parents to help with education.
Dr. Gray, thanks for this update about teens and e-cigarettes.
Thank you so much for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.